Cooper after Cooper Cronk, and I named Billy after Billy Slater. And I was like, give me a break. I'm still a Manly girl. And
all right.
Because your hubby goes to Melbourne Storm. So, but no, it's definitely a lot of fun in our household. We love our sport. We love our league. And we feel great that we can take the kids to live games.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's going to be a great season coming up. Hey, Brooke, great to have a chat.
Thank
really
you,
appreciate it. Thanks for your time on a Sunday morning, and get back to those pancakes.
Will do. Thanks, bye.
Thank you, mate.
There she is, our legend of the game, Brooke Hanson, OAM. Great to have her on
the program. Manly supporters have named their kids Zorba. Think about that.
13:53:53.
Punters Postmortem.
Punters Postmortem.
Punters Postmortem on Sky Sports Radio is the best way to reflect on all the weekend's racing. With analysis from Ron Duffercy and Dean Lester, plus your calls. Sydney Radio's longest running program. Punters Postmortem. Monday morning at 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
It's Cheval Grand. Cheval Grand goes on and wins the Japan Cup.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe.
First time, every time.
Is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Hi, the People's Trainer here. As soon as I saw this Kermadec filly at the Magic Million sale, I had to train her. She's a beauty. So Hart Thoroughbreds bought her, and we want you to join us to race her. By first season sire Kermadec, out of a mare who throws winners, she's every chance to be a success. Her half-brother Snippets Land won $700,000. So check her out and other yearlings at hartthoroughbreds.com. That's hartthoroughbreds.com. We love our horses, and we would love you to jump aboard.
AR AFSL 288.
Nice swing of Lawson.
Goodness me. What a sensational shot. Owens at a swing. It's the perfect golf shot.
Second hole in one of the season for Dan Lawson. Excellent stuff from the Australian.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. 13:53:53 is the open line number. Lots of people still wanting to have their say around the $8,000. So what are you laughing at?
Punters, he's blowing up. He's lost the quiz. It's just completely rattled Jimmy for the rest of the show. He's throwing down headphones and he's just not happy with life.
$8,000 for a one-on-one with Winx. I'm lucky enough to have two beautiful thoroughbreds. They are not racehorses and she is truly magnificent, not just for what she's achieved on the track. No name on that one, but thank you for sending it in. Morning, gents. Jimmy, have you got the manures that it looks like you will owe beers to Ray? That's Matt from Balgala. Long way to go, let me assure you of that, Matt. So,
it's only a carton of beer, Jimmy.
No, it's four.
It's four.
It's four cartons this year. It was three last year, and we've upped the ante.
And they're not. Is it, what type of beer is it? Is it Wingman beer?
Oh, well, that'd be the way to get around it, wouldn't it? So you don't have to pay for them. So get a little delivery at home. But anyway, look, Tanya's away, obviously, with Ray. She's refused to come into work, given the fact that Ray's, well, given the fact that you are here, also the fact that Ray's not here, of course. But as a result of that, we'll do some updates around. And we've got poor old Phil Moss, who's sick, allegedly. Sick of being beaten, I would have thought, but we'll get to that shortly. Matthew Fitzpatrick is currently leading the Arnold Palmer Classic, and he is 9 under after shooting a third round 67, so 5 under for the round, and he leads by one stroke over Rory McIlroy, who is at 8 under, host of players at 7 under, including Aaron Baddeley. Old Dresses is there at 7 under. He posted a 3 under today, so he's gone 70, 70 and 69. We also wanted to give you the score updates in the soccer. For those people who are a little bit concerned, Manchester City took their time going against Watford. They eventually got there. Raheem Sterling scored the second half hat-trick, 3-1. They beat Watford. Man City in some of the other results. Crystal Palace beaten 2-1 by Brighton and Hove Albion. Cardiff City 2-0 over West Ham United. Huddersfield lost 2-0 at home to AFC Bournemouth. Leicester City 3-1 over Fulham. Newcastle United 3-2 over Everton. Southampton 2-1 over Tottenham Hotspur. And of course we've got that game Liverpool against Burnley.
Yep.
Liverpool against Burnley, such a big game. If you want to have a look at the A-League, this has been just a disaster for the Central Coast Mariners. Beaten 8-2.
Yeah.
Not by the Melbourne Victory in Melbourne,
8-2 by a rampant...
Be serious!
I am, John. 8-2 against the Wellington Phoenix at home. There's basically no one there. It is a dire situation for the Central Coast Mariners, David.
Well, we had Bolt. There was so much hope at the start of the season. We had Usain lining up.
Well, he didn't in the end. No. 3,700 was the official crowd. So
I feel for Mike Mulvey. He's got nothing to work with.
No.
And, I mean, he going back to that whole Usain Bolt thing, that was all sort of just hijacked.
Not his idea.
No, it was the owners, wasn't it?
That's right. So the other thing to consider is this. They are playing, they have no resources compared to some of the... Talk about the haves and the have-nots in the National Rugby League. The Central Coast Mariners, when you compare them to Sydney FC, when you compare them to Melbourne Victory, Melbourne City,
yeah,
they are the have-nots. Wanderers, 4-1 over the Brisbane Roar. So that means the Wanderers now on 20 points. Newcastle Jets on 26. City there in sixth position on 30 points.
Just on that Central, when you say they've got nothing, that's not by choice, because it's the owner and the organisation isn't actually struggling for a quid, I don't think you'll find.
So it is by choice. What you're saying is they could spend the money, but they don't.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think you're fine.
Either way. You don't spend it. You haven't got the resources.
There's possibility for capital and investment, but it just doesn't seem to be rolling out.
Just to update too, Vision remains unavailable for digital platforms and venues, and we are working on it round the clock here at French's Forest. So we'll get another major update, an update on that at 10 o'clock, but still no Vision, and that's why you're having troubles listening through your devices. 1353 53 is the open line number. I just want to give a little shout-out to Johnny Rosa, who's a long-time listener to the program.
Right.
Loves the show, really loves Ray Thomas, which is... Anyway, he's fantastic. And I just wanted to send out a bit of a shout-out to him, too. He's been in hospital with a hip replacement and listens to the show every week. So, Johnny, hope you're getting better very shortly. Let's go to the open line now, Davey, because Doug is there. G'day, Dougie.
G'day, Jimmy. G'day, Dave. How are you?
Good, mate.
I just want to talk about Laurie Daly. I was very disgusted the way you've been talking about Penrith, and he doesn't get the picture right.
Well, what do you think is the right picture, Dougie?
Oh, I think it's just got to be, you've got to be a good sportsman. You've got to respect other sportsmen in the community and everything, mate, you know?
Well, I think it'd be a stretch, Doug, to say that Laurie doesn't respect other sports people in the community. I think Dave cleared it up a little bit earlier. He was saying that Laurie was speaking as a parent. And look, he clearly was not saying it about all of Penrith.
No.
He was not saying it about specifically the Penrith club.
Yep.
But if the reports are right, and this is the stuff that we've heard, Doug, if the reports are right, that... The Penrith players in the WhatsApp group, or actually I shouldn't say the Penrith players, those Penrith players involved in the WhatsApp group, and they were doing the things where they were trying to race to the bottom in the way that they were treating women, then that is a significant issue for the club, no doubt about it.
Laurie Daly did the best thing, the best thing possible for the Penrith Football Club last week.
I've got something to say about it. Use Ray and... Jimmy, I'll spend $8,000 on you two because you do a good job on the radio.
Happy to take four each?
Yeah, mate. Yep. No, I'll be there. That's my best Ray. That's all I can do.
Oh, Dougie, that's very kind of you to say, mate. We love having you as a listener and we enjoy your calls every Sunday morning.
Thanks,
mate, no problem, mate. And you call again next week. There he is, Dougie from Glebe. He's a regular on the program.
Jimmy,
David,
just on that, and correct me if I'm wrong, which I'm sure you will. Laurie Daly last week and his comments about the Penrith Panthers, that's the first thing, which I mentioned earlier. But he actually technically did something for the Panthers that they needed, and that was a distraction. It all became about Laurie Daly and what he said about the community and let's get together as a club and the unity and all of that. I'm telling you that right.
Well, here's the question.
If he doesn't make those comments, if he doesn't say what he said, and personally, I I don't have a problem with what he said because I know the context in which he was saying them, and he was saying them about the certain players involved and that he was coming across as a father. Now, hands up, I know, Laurie, we were here, we discussed it more. So
he's a colleague.
It's a colleague. But I do also believe that they were under the pump, Penrith. It wasn't going good at all. Their brand was decimated. And they needed a distraction away from that, and Laurie gave them that. His comments, and they all jumped and went bang.
So United the Panthers, United the Panthers,
thanks for it, but et cetera. And not forgotten about what's happened, but it was a big distraction away from the core topic, which is that there's a video circulating of certain Penrith players, and they're not wonderful. Well, they're disgusting videos.
Well, here's the thing. Tyrone May has been stood down. He has actually been charged with two counts of filming without consent and two counts of disseminating without consent. And, you know, Andrew Webster wrote about it on Friday, and the way these things are, and you cannot tell me, hand on heart, any club, let alone the Penrith Panthers, but if I'm the Penrith Panthers now, I am terrified of what might come out. Because although you know it now, and you know better now, and perhaps you should have known better earlier, you should have known better earlier, you have no control over the release of these videos. If people outside your circle of trust and your circle of friends have access to these videos and can release them at any time, you are terrified what might come out.
All right, so let's say there's a 50-50 perception at the moment in the community about what Laurie said. There's obviously Penrith people that have absorbed and gone, this is not very good. We don't appreciate you talking about the club. I'm not going to bring up that suburb stuff.
Yep.
But you have other people saying, okay, well, I understand where Laurie's coming from as a parent. If there are more videos released, does that then give maybe more weight to what Laurie said? Or not so much weight, but then do we all sit back and go, oh, okay, hang on a second.
Well, that's the thing. And that's where Phil Gould and Brian Fletcher and those people and Ivan Cleary need to be careful, because you heard Zorba say it. I'm of the belief too, this can derail a season. I heard Danny Widler talking to Phil Gould during the course of the week in an interview, and he said, is this going to derail your season? And Phil Gould's response... I hope not. That's not the emphatic no that I think all Panthers fans would have been hoping to hear. That's not the emphatic no. So this... look, I would, as a lover of the game of rugby league, I hope that we see no more of those, and they were, disturbing and distasteful videos.
It's Winks odds that we do, though. It's Winks odds that there's something this year... comes out of the woodwork.
You got the season starting, and based on what we've seen previously with the stand down of Jack DeBellin, and then immediately the next day the Tyrone May videos released. The NRL launched, and then we had more videos released.
Now, I do find it interesting, and again, I'm not a tech savvy, you know, with all how it works, but if we can put a man on the moon, yet we can't seem to find out where these videos have come from. Sure, I mean, I'm not talking about how they were, who was filming them and whatnot, but how they're released, surely that's trackable in some sort of way.
That's a good point. You would think that would be the case. So we will watch this space, as they say. 1353 53 is the open line number. Just before we go to the break, obviously Ray, being the gentleman he is, won't accept today's quiz win. And normal service will be resumed next week. That's Dave from what I... It's an excellent point that Dave makes, actually.
I've texted Ray, and I said, Ray, I got the quiz for you. He said, outstanding, thanks, mate.
Now, how did he say it?
Outstanding, Dave, thanks, mate. Oh, Jimmy, we've got another one.
Thursday mornings on Sky Sports Radio.
Looking forward to a chinwag today, as always.
Chinwag with Cozzy brings you in-depth chats with racing stars past and present.
Delighted to have a chat with you.
Hear what makes our racing personalities tick. Thursday mornings from 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Wideline Windows and Doors can help make your next build or home reno a success. Drop into any showroom and check out their extensive range of quality aluminium and timber designs, all backed by a 7-year guarantee. Any size, any shape, any space. Wideline's experts will help create the perfect frame for your view. There's never been a better time to take a closer look at Wideline Windows and Doors. Showrooms open at Port Macquarie, Broadmeadow, Tuggerah, Rosebery and Parramatta.
TK Laws from the the Big Sports Breakfast. We want you to weigh in on the discussion.
Visit our Big Sports Breakfast Facebook and Twitter page every Thursday and Sunday from 3 p.m. and vote from a list of trending sport and racing topics.
The ball's in your court.
Rajan for the purple and gold. Holding on to it. Going to bounce it for LeBron. Here he goes. He lands it up and in. And King James has blown past Air Jordan and is now number 4 all-time scoring in NBA history. Standing ovation.
Number 4 on the all-time list of scorers. LeBron James has done it. It's just incredible, isn't it? He's an amazing athlete and... Well, I won't say he keeps getting better, but he's going incredibly well, and they'll build a strong side for him around the Lakers, I would have thought. By the way, Jeff sends this in. Because Brookvale Oval is the theatre of dreams, right? This is the response from when Zorba said the SCG is a concern. So Jeff said, because Brookvale Oval is the theatre of dreams, right? I don't understand why you guys even have this dinosaur on the show. Well, he's our dinosaur. That's why we like him. He's a good man, Zorba. And by the way, for those people who missed it, Roosters will be his premiers.
Yeah.
And Manly missed the 8.
Which is huge.
Well, he's not on the payroll now, we can be honest.
Isn't selfish.
There's a suggestion there that he was dishonest when he was on the payroll.
Yeah. So apologies for all those times he was tipping Manly. He wasn't obviously thinking clearly.
Well, he was thinking clearly, but just not talking.
Surely
clearly.
He was running out of excuses last year.
Yeah. Anyway, I think they can be better this year. Tommy T's going to be key for them, quite obviously. All right, let's go to, speaking of T, Trent Lenscale, our Victorian listener. Great to get him on the program and get through some of the prices at tab.com.au. Morning, Trent.
Good morning, Jimmy and Dave, and I'm glad you started with the T there, Jimmy. I had no idea where you were going to go when you started there.
It's often the case, isn't it, Trent? You just never know what you're going to be thrown up. But I tell you what, Melbourne United, pumped. First game of the NBL series.
You seem to be quite gleeful about the fact what occurred on Friday night across the Nullarbor there, but don't worry, Melbourne United will rebound today. They are $1.52 to win game 2 of the NBL Grand Final series. With the Perth Wildcats, $2.55. The game will be starting at $2.50 at Melbourne Arena, and Perth did win game 1, 81-71. For the line, Melbourne United are giving away a 3.5-point start. Just for the fans and the margin betting, you do have Melbourne United by 1-10, the favoured way there at $2.50. But obviously, I'm hoping, Jimmy, that Melbourne United go a bit better this afternoon there and square the series at one game apiece. And for the NBA fans, a reminder, the game that will be shown on ESPN from 12:30, the LA Lakers up against the Boston Celtics. The Lakers, the season's really unravelled. They're $3.20 outsiders. Boston are $1.36.
What about this ODI? They're back, the Australians. They were very good against the Indians here on Friday.
Finch.
They were, Dave. And, yes, once again, just that much maligned Aaron Finch that's just been copying it from Jimmy all summer, all the time.
Hey, whoa.
Magic Millions he was teeing off. Do you remember that?
He hadn't scored a run.
He said, you know, well, if you don't want to play, you want to go home and spend time with your wife, go away. You were just digging into the poor bloke.
Yeah, well, it's a fair point, too.
Well, he finally did score something, Jimmy. So, well, happy with Friday night, him and Usman Khawaja. They set a great platform, and hopefully the Aussies can square the series at 2 apiece. The fourth of those ODIs, as Dave mentioned, starting 7 o'clock tonight in Chandigarh, where India, they are $1.50, and Australia at $2.60. For India's high bat, well, Virat Kohli just keeps making centuries, and he's $2.75 to be the top scorer for India tonight. And for Australia, it is a bit more wide open. Usman Khawaja is the $4.25 favourite, with Aaron Finch and Darcy Short both at $4.50.
Now, if Liverpool win tonight, they will be 1 point behind Manchester City. They're at $1.16.
They're actually now $1.14, Jimmy.
$1.14.
That changed in the last hour, but they are $1.14 to get the 3 points against Burnley, who are $17 outsiders, and the draw $7. That's the 11 o'clock start at Anfield, one of the three matches overnight in round 30 of the EPL. Just after 1 o'clock, Chelsea are $1.52 at home to Wolverhampton. But then 3:30 in the morning at Emirates Stadium, you've got Arsenal up against Manchester United. Arsenal, they're $2.30. The draw, $3.40. And Manchester United, $3. Jimmy's still cock-a-hoop after they knocked out PSG in the round of 16 in the UEFA Champions League midweek. Aside from that, there's also the pre-season in the AFL. Sydney are playing at 10 past one this afternoon at Oaks Oval in Lismore. They're $1.15 against Gold Coast at $5.50. And then next week, guys, you can talk about round one of the NRL season.
Yes.
There'll also be the Australian Formula One Grand Prix. So there's a lot that's coming up. But there's plenty happening today, including the country championships qualifier at Tamworth. You can check out all those markets and plenty more at your local tab, tab.com.au, and the Tab app on your mobile.
Perfect, Trent. Is there any Melbourne team you don't support?
Yeah.
At all?
Well, who's your NBA team?
Cover them all. Melbourne Victory, the proper A-League side. Oh. Melbourne Storm, Melbourne United. And then you have your pick of nine in the AFL, but Hawthorn's done the job pretty well for almost 30 years that I've been following him, so Brown and Gold will stick with them.
He's just, you know, he's very parochial, Jimmy, especially when one of his teams is up and about.
Well, the mighty fine Hawthorn.
Well, you hear that I didn't mention Tottenham this morning.
No, that's right. Harry Kane got the goal, but they were down 2-1. Thanks, Trent. We appreciate that. All right. Off he goes. Trent Langsko. He's fantastic.
Brushed him there.
No, but he's very good. Yeah. He's very good, but he's very Melbourne-centric. You might have noted that.
Oh, I just was listening,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. We've got... we're going to get Scotty Foster on very shortly. I want to give you an update, too, of the Women's New South Wales Open, the leaderboard there. It's currently underway. The Queanbeyan Golf Club got some international players that are absolutely dominating there. Sweden's Carlsen is 10 under, and tied with McLaren. They're a tie for first. McLaren, the English player. So Megan McLaren is the defending champ, so she's trying to go back-to-back there. I've got to go all the way down to Artis, who is 6 under, 4 shots off the lead, the Aussie in 6th spot. So a great initiative by the New South Wales government, Golf New South Wales, to take these major sporting events to regional areas. So there you go. That's on today, the Women's New South Wales Open at Queanbeyan. You can check that out as well at the website, womensnewsouthwalesopen.com.au. 1353 53, the open line number. We'll take a break and we'll be back with more, including our third question. Actually, we might do our third question now. We'll do our third question now for the China Doll long-time listener quiz. Any chance you could... how many times did Brooke Hanson have to be saved from a pool as a youngster? How many times did Brooke Hanson have to be saved as a youngster from the swimming pool? This is the Olympic gold medalist. So call now if you've got the answer to all three questions for the China Doll $150 voucher.
So who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Tab's got you covered for the country and provincial championship qualifiers. Place a fixed odds win bet on any qualifier this weekend, and if your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account bets only. T's and C's at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamble's Help 1-800-858-858.
Supercoach NRL is back. Take on your mates in the ultimate test of footy knowledge and compete to win 50 grand plus weekly cash prizes. Season starts March 14, so round up your mates and register your team at supercoach.com.au. Conditions apply.
Here's Kirtley Beale from the Waratahs for RAD.
Here's a simple word of advice. If you enjoy a drink when you go out, then keep it simple. After all, unless you're a rocket scientist, how do you really know whether you're under or over the limit? So try this. Either drink or drive. Don't mess around trying to do both. That way, you'll make the road a safer place for all of us.
RAD. Check us out on Facebook.
China Doll, David, is the award-winning restaurant located at the historic Finger Wharf at Woolloomooloo. It takes creative dining in Sydney to another level. By the way, no more calls on the quiz. No more calls on the long-time listener quiz for the China Doll, the three questions. Paul from Riverston. You'd make the trip from Riverston into Woolloomooloo,
100%.
Wouldn't you? So the answers to the questions, Jason Rolls will be in the box this year, not down on the sideline. Zorba's wooden spooners were the Bulldogs, or is the Bulldogs. And Brooke Hanson, twice as a youngster, had to be saved.
What about this? Steamed Queensland half-shell scallop with ginger and shallot. I'm just looking at the menu here for China Doll.
It's an innovative menu, impressive cocktail list, personalised service and spectacular views of Sydney skyline.
Korean-style grilled pork lettuce wraps with banchan.
Their menu showcases a modern take on culinary traditions from China, Hong Kong, Japan and Southeast Asia.
And then you can finish off with a lemongrass panna cotta with crumble and poached kumquat.
Dine where the racing industry does.
You're well, dribbling.
All under the expert eye of restaurateur Steve Anastasio. For bookings, David, call, write this number down, 02-9380-9380.
China.
Hang on, let's get the number.
Sorry.
6744.
I'm very excited. A China Colada. It's got Havana Club 3-year-old Cuban white rum with the lime, the pineapple, the coconut, the vanilla foam. I tell you what, you blokes on the Sunday show, you got cars, restaurants, cinemas,
yes,
the Wingman beer. Very, this is outstanding.
Chinadoll.com.au. News coming in. Mike Mulvey has been sacked, effective immediately, from the Central Coast Mariners.
What are your thoughts?
He might be happy at that.
Yeah, well.
He might be happy at that. He's out of there.
Who jumps in?
Oh, that's what you'd call a poisoned chalice.
Yes.
Someone will do it. Someone will have aspirations to do it and think they can turn it around, and good luck to them. I'll tell you what. We had last year where we were just selling cars left, right and centre. We've done it again. Unfortunately, it's come at significant personal cost.
Right.
Good morning, Scotty Foster.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good mate.
Yeah, it was a great way to start the 2019 season. We are one from one. And congratulations goes out to Jason. He bought your old car, Jimmy, and Dave.
Yep.
It was with great satisfaction seeing that one go. Probably not to Jimmy's liking, but it was to us.
Yeah, a couple of different prices that were agreed upon there. But anyway, we move forward nonetheless. And by the way, Bratislava, I actually thought it was a pretty good run.
It went all right, yeah. We were hoping it would go a little bit better, obviously. But
yes.
Yeah, mate, unfortunately, that tip I gave you, it made things a little worse. It didn't make up for the loss of the money you lost on the car, unfortunately, mate. But next time we will get them.
All right. What do you got for the listeners today, mate?
Well, boys, I want to keep it going, and we're going to keep giving the listeners the cheapest cars available. So today I'm going to advertise a 2008 Holden Captiva LX all-wheel drive wagon, silver in colour, and a beautiful-looking vehicle. It is automatic. It's got automatic climate control air conditioning, power steering, 6 airbags, ABS brakes, hill holder, self-levelling suspension, traction control, cruise control, power windows. It's got the leather interior, alloy wheels, and of course it is a 7-seater. So listeners, this is an automatic 7-seater four-wheel drive with leather trim. It's got all the safety and luxury options, and we're going to pretty much give this one away today for just $6,990. This is another car that will sell today, so give us a call on 96375024 or go to the website www.fosterscualitycars.com.au, and you'll see just how good this vehicle really is. And hopefully you're the lucky person that ends up buying it.
Absolutely. Finance packages available as well. But you've got to give a special mention to Blacktown Cricket Club, mate. Big day for them today.
Certainly is. Dad is the president out there at Blacktown Cricket. He has been for a number of years. And their PG side playing in the grand final today against Mossman out at Joe McAleer Oval. It's going to be, or they're yet to win their first actual grade final.
Wow.
Best of luck goes out to the Blacktown Poitevin and Grey side. It's been a great result anyway, with their development of their juniors side.
Yes.
Their Green Shield side also made the semi, so they've got a good young crop of players coming through. And it's going to be great to see them get their first grand final win.
Scotty, I might have to give you a call, mate, in the coming, well, I don't know actually when, but had a very scary conversation with someone during the week. I was sitting, I've got a salary sacrifice, a car here at work. The lease is coming to an end, and I've been jumping on car sales and all these places and having a look at your website too after the tip from Jimmy and about, updating. I'm looking at, nice little sports cars and what we can get around in. And suddenly the missus just leans over and goes, "Oh, you're looking at cars. Has the lease come out?" I said, yeah, I'll have to get onto it. And Jimmy's told me a bloke. She goes, "Oh, well, we might have to look for a family car." Now, that's probably
breaking news?
That's the most scariest conversation I've had in a long, long time. So, Scott, Please, if I ring, well, just tell her the family cars are no good and we'll just stick to the nice sports cars, mate.
Well, Dave, mate, I'm actually looking for a car for Jimmy at the moment. It's a nice big family Prado, and,
yes,
mate, you'd look good driving one of them around as well, I think.
It's a good point, Scotty. He would, too. The family, I reckon that'd suit you, Davey. I reckon you'd be fantastic.
I've got enough stress in my life.
Good on you, Scotty. Thanks for that, mate. We'll speak again next week.
All right, boys.
Thanks, mate.